All right, it's Monday, and time for a brand new week here. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiker has made it through the weekend.
Yes.
And has stumbled into the studio today.
Have you been messed up, like humidity and all that stuff?
I have, man. I can tell it in your voice already.
Yeah, I mean, got, humidity.
Yeah.
Then go inside, AC, back out and forth.
All that up and down stuff.
Man, so like stuffed up.
Yeah, and you get in the car, air conditioning.
You know what? I never use AC in the car.
Really?
Yep. I just roll the windows down. Roll the AC down.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised because I know you're always perfectly, what is the word?
Quaffed?
Quaffed. Perfectly quaffed.
Quaffed.
You are.
Bassoon tight.
And, you know, I'm just surprised that you would sit in the car with the wind blowing through the windows and everything and still look like that.
Well, I just stick my head out the door and let my tongue hang out. And
sort of like a dog.
Exactly.
Right? Hey, quick question for you.
Sure.
A trivia question for you.
All right.
Why is it that, you know, you always see dogs with their heads hanging out the window? They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
But if you blow in a dog's face,
he doesn't like it.
He might bite you. I mean, seriously, they don't like it. They don't like it at all if you blow in their face.
But when's the last time you blew in a dog's face?
Well, I haven't, but I'm serious. I mean, when I was a kid, I guess. But
I don't know. It's a good question.
Dogs love it when the breeze is just blowing and they love that.
Pause forever or somebody out there, give us a call and help us out with that.
If you do it, they don't like it. They don't like it at all. Just something I wanted to point out.
Okay. Well,
I'm not recommending that anybody does
that. No, don't try it.
No.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't do that. I guess I was probably really young the last time I did it, and it was probably because somebody pointed it out to me.
Did you get your finger snapped or bitten? Or
no, but, you know, dog didn't like it.
Oh, so yeah. Okay.
Just, you know.
Ooh. That's never a good sound.
No, it's not. You don't want to hear that.
Well,
you. I bet you have a trivia question, don't you?
Yes, sir. State nicknames.
That's easy for you to say. North Carolina state nicknames?
No, North Carolina
nicknames.
As in United States. 50 states.
Okay.
State nicknames.
All right.
Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Can't speak for everybody else.
Maybe some of you folks may have traveled to this particular place this summer or are planning to. If you're from the land of enchantment or the colorful state, in which state do you reside?
The land of enchantment.
If you're from the land of enchantment or the colorful state, in which of the U.S. states do you reside?
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together, the inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiker, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know what is the land of enchantment?
Or the colorful state. Colorful state.
You know, I can't. I'm trying to remember it. I can't.
They got a cool Native American logo that's on their license plate. It's in orange.
Arizona?
You're close. Go east one state. It's between Arizona and Texas.
New Mexico?
Correct.
Thanks for the help.
No problem.
I knew it was down there somewhere.
I saw your eyes starting to go kind of cattywombled.
That's right. I specialize in that look. Even when nobody asked me a question.
New Mexico. Part of the four corners of the United States, New Mexico became the 47th state in January 1912 on the sixth day of that state.
I'm holding up four fingers.
Four.
Phil Ford's getting ready to go into the offense here.
Yeah. Ranked fifth in size, New Mexico is 36th in population.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Four Corners?
Four Corners downtown?
No, Four Corners down out in the southwest.
No, I never have.
I mean, it's just, you're driving through all these mesas and these shiprocks out in the middle of nowhere, and they have this concrete circular slab where you can literally, if you get down on elbows or hands and knees, be in four states at one time.
Wow.
Well, but it offers all these odd opportunities, because when I was there, there was a lady who was down on all fours who didn't really need to be down on all fours. It was
probably
not
all
pretty.
You need to say. I
was not pretty.
I can imagine.
No offense, but it makes people do foolish things.
She was...
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
All right. Well, hey, no need to go into that anymore, but thank you very much for the visual.
Yeah.
That'll be with me all day.
Hey, everybody, have a good Monday.
Right. Bye.
Bye.